Hello and welcome to episode 11 of the Buzzcast. And this Buzzcast is rather a strange one. But before we get into that, I'm John Adams.
And I'm Andrew James.
And we're here. Well, we're not together. We're actually working remotely. And this is the first time we've tried this. So we've hooked up and are recording from our own studio spaces. So I'm in Stamford. And where are you, Andrew?
I'm in the little village of Uppingham, where my office is.
So, yeah, so we're separated in the spirit of keeping isolated during this coronavirus crisis. And, so we thought we'd try and put together a Buzzcast in a remote fashion. So what may happen is we may get trucks reversing. There may be noise. My wife or daughter may burst into the room to use the printer or something like that. Anything could happen, but we'll just go with it because I think that's part of the coronavirus crisis is about rolling with it and just trying to make everything work as best you can.
Absolutely, John. I think that we have no choice here. We're trying to carry on. We're trying to, I don't know, hopefully as we go through this Buzzcast, give a few ideas of what people can do when they've got some time on their hands.
Yeah, because I think with all these kind of crises, there's obviously going to be some lots of devastation, which we don't want to focus on at the moment. But what we can do is try and how can we extract a positive from this kind of overall negative situation? What can we do to make it a bit better? And I think photography is on the kind of the philosophical and therapeutic ends. Photography is one of the wonderful gifts we have bestowed on us that we can use it in that way.
And I think that one of the real beauties of photography and actually lots of different types of art form is that you can do them at home or you can do them on your own outside. So there's still lots of things that people can do, lots of opportunities for photobuzzers to do stuff with their passion.
Yeah, and so much of photography is about reacting to stuff you see, about getting out there and doing things. And of course, that's limited at the moment, what we can get out and do. I mean, there's nothing to stop you going out into the fields, or not yet anyway. There's no martial law imposed to stop you going out with your camera and recording some of these extraordinary events we're seeing around us in our towns and cities.
You say that, John, but I think possibly in France, and we have got some French photo buzzers, haven't we? Or at least some English photo buzzers living in France, where that actually, they may not be able to go out just to use their camera, because I know that they're sort of a little bit more housebound and have to go out and sign themselves out almost with a special form every day.
You're absolutely right. I've got a close friend of mine lives in North Italy. He's a teacher at the University of Macerata. And one of the issues they have is that they are not allowed out without documentation. There are only very specific reasons they can be out. One is a visit to a pharmacy, I think. One is if they're walking the dog, or one is a visit to a grocery store to buy groceries. He's got a dog. They're dog sharing with their neighbours. And he contacted me earlier today and mentioned that they were sharing their dog with friends and neighbors so they could get out and just get a breath of fresh air, get some exercise, because they have the excellent excuse of walking the dog. But he said that the bloody dog's knackered as a consequence because it's on about 10 walks a day.
That's brilliant, isn't it? I think ultimately, whatever situation that we get in, what's important that I want to say now to PhotoBuzz members is that you and I are going to try and do a few of these special Corona crisis Buzzcasts, for want of a better term, and we're going to come up with some ideas just to give you some ideas of things that you can do, and some more of those will come clear as we go through this Buzzcast. And just one last thing before we perhaps move on to some of those things, John, is, you know, it's also a great time to think of some other creative things that perhaps you've been meaning to do for years but haven't had the time to do. If it's things that you can do indoors or within an isolated area. For example, I love painting, John, as you know. So yeah. I've done it a few weeks ago, and it gets a little bit chilly in there this time of year, but I have an art studio in my garage in between all the rubbish furniture that Amanda seems to be storing in my double garage. There's no car in there, obviously. I'm going to enjoy doing a little bit more of that, I think, over the next few weeks. So it doesn't have to be just photography.
No, that's quite true. I mean, as you know, and many of the buzzers know, I love creating music as well, and I'll be spending some time doing that when I'm not involved in PhotoBuzz work. Or the journalistic work.
Yeah, true. And you could come up with some new cheesy theme tunes for us, perhaps for this special Corona Crisis Buzzcast.
The Corona Crisis intro photo buzz music. Yeah, well, I'll work on that. That could take more than 14 days.
Okay, shall we move on to our first brand new slot on the Corona Crisis Buzzcast, John?
Yes, this is something we can theme around ISO. And by ISO, I'm not talking about the International Standards Organization for once. I'm talking about isolation. So this is our isolation project. We can have a jingle for that, couldn't we?
Well, I think you've got some time on your hands, so you can come up with something as equally excruciatingly cheesy as the one that we had for Photovator.
Isolator. Let's go without the jingle. No, I demand we either do the jingle live here and now with your singing voice, or we simply don't have one.
We're not going to have one in that case. So in which case, let's move swiftly on. And why don't you tell everybody exactly what we mean by our isolation projects?
One of the things that I quite like doing, in magazines over the years, many years now, you and I have both run features on the great indoors, about indoor projects. Normally, these are the kind of magazine features that are run during the winter when it's kind of dark and wet and cold outside and people want to do something creative with their cameras but not go out and get soaking wet or freezing cold. So what I would like to see the buzzers do is create a still life shot using nothing more than sheets of paper. You can use colour paper or white paper, fag paper, it doesn't matter, or even newspaper maybe. Whatever you want, just think of the theme as paper. I did a series of shots some time ago, all still life shots, which were just about paper curls. Because if you take paper through an arc, you can make some very elegant curves from it. Do it with multiple sheets, and you can get some wonderful looking sort of graphic still lifes from that. And the trick, if I can offer a little tip for it, the trick is nothing more than a clothes peg. Because to get all those nice little curls and arcs of paper together, all you have to do is clamp them together with maybe a couple of clothes pegs, actually. And you can get some really elegant. Yeah, you can get some really elegant kind of parabolic curves running through and enlarging in size as you go out. Get your composition right. You've got a lovely shot. And then, of course, there's the challenge of lighting that scene you've done. I mean, tell us about how you might light something like that. A series of paper curls. Oh. What would you look to for your lighting?
There are various options, John. Funnily enough, I was just looking around my desk and I've got paper and I've got two clothes pegs on my desk. So I could literally get on with this on my desk if I cleared all the detritus off the desk to give me some room. But in terms of lighting, window light, natural light, of course, it's possible to use that. You could also use natural light with a reflector maybe, or even a black flag, i.e. a dark piece of paper to stop so much light bouncing back on one side if you want to create some shadow in there. You could use nothing more than an ordinary desk lamp if you want to put some different type of light in there. And of course, if you shoot RAW, the kind of color weirdness doesn't matter too much because you can play around with that afterwards. What else? You could, if you would people be allowed to use gels, do you think? If they had a color, even if it's just a colored transparent folder or something that would change the light color, that's okay, isn't it, for this?
Yes, the only rule is you use sheets of paper, but how you light it, how you colorize it, what color the paper is, that's completely up to you. You can just fill your creative boots. But I would guess that once you get into it, you're going to have kind of one of those missing time experiences where you're going to lose an hour, maybe 2 hours, just doing creative stuff with paper. And then, of course, there's all the processing to see how you want to work it up, maybe a bit of cropping as well. So it's a wonderful indoor project and is so simple because you're just starting with some sheets of A4.
What we can do here, because it'd be nice if a few photo buzzers do this, it'd be great to see the different ways people approach the challenge. So if we create a page within Photo School or maybe on Photo Story, I don't know, guys, look out for where we put it on the landing page when you log in, we'll tell you where it is. Maybe you could put a couple of examples that you were talking about that you'd done. We could put a couple of examples down there just to remind people what the brief is as well, just a quick written brief. And then when you've taken a picture and processed it how you want to do it, we will also have a mini mission gallery We haven't done one of those for a while, so people might have forgotten about them, but we will create one of those for this particular challenge, and you can upload your image to that, and then you'll be able to make a little comment on it, and other people can comment on it too if they so wish to do that. But remember, with the mini mission page, you can only put up one image, so don't put anything up until you are happy with it.
Yep, that sounds like a great idea. And that gives everyone a chance to kind of muck in, share their work. Well, there's a great community spirit already with photo buzzers, which I always love. But we can perhaps stoke it a bit more in these rather uncertain and difficult times. And we can show a bit of our mettle as buzzers as to how we're going to cope with this kind of thing.
Absolutely. And also, if anybody has got any ideas of little challenges that they would like of this nature that they would like us to set in future weeks, because we don't know how long this this business is going to go on for, then just drop us an email. Don't put it on the lounge, because it's nice to just reveal it in a little bit more secretly, or sort of it with a little bit more fanfare, rather than putting it on the lounge and everybody sees it straight away. So just email us. If you have an individual email for either John and I, then use that. If not, just use the contact us form. That's absolutely fine way of doing it too.
Yeah, that'd be good. Then we can keep it fairly covert, the whole thing, and can get everyone getting excited and enjoying this kind of project. So that's ISO project number one, which is paper curls, or not necessarily curls, just paper. You've got to use paper and create a still life shot using nothing more than sheets of paper.
And just thinking here, I'm sort of freewheeling, brain is going into overdrive. Sorry, guys, at home, we are sort of thinking about this as we go, really. That's the nature of this this whole situation we have. But I don't think we're going to keep up each mini mission for too long, because I think it'd be really nice to do maybe a couple a week. John, you reckon we could do that for them?
I think so. That'd be a good thing to aim at, I think, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe we just do that on Tuesdays and Fridays, but don't hold us to that exactly. We'll do them as and when we think it's best.
Because we're all rolling with things as they develop at the moment, so we can't confirm anything absolutely, but we can do our best. And I think that, if anything, is the message I'm getting loud and clear from this crisis.
Well, we have another idea for you, which I think is going to keep you out of trouble. Come on, guys. You know, we're not having you sitting at home watching Netflix all day long. We want you doing creative stuff. And we've come up with this idea. And actually, it was also suggested, something very similar was suggested on the lounge by one of the members, which was great, because that meant that we're all thinking, we're all singing on the same hymn sheet. And that's a processing challenge that we're going to call it, the raw deal or something like that.
Yeah.
The raw deal.
Something like that. I'm just trying to insert a jingle there because we haven't got any.
So, okay, sorry. Shall I do it again? It's
the raw deal.
That was good. Yeah, I like that one. That'll do. Yeah, that's a take.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Okay, so John, tell everybody what the raw deal is. I mean,
the raw deal
is.
We're going to have to stop doing that now. Well, the thing with the
raw deal,
we're going to upload a raw file, and it's up to you how you choose to process it. Now, you might want to crop it severely. You might want to add lots of noise. You may want to add a big vignette. You might want to go black and white. You might want to go really bold with color. As we all know, there are all kinds of creative avenues you can take with an original raw file. So we're going to upload a raw file, which you can access, and then you can fill your creative boots and send it back, upload it to the site. And we can compare and contrast results and see who did the best with it. But Andrew's going to tell you how we're going to get that file to you.
We think the best idea, guys, is that we are going to put a raw file into a Dropbox folder, and then we'll create an article page. Again, I don't know where we'll put it. We'll put it into Photo Stories or into somewhere within Photo School, but we will tell you where it is in buzzwords. And you go on there, we will give you again a little bit of a brief, perhaps, or a few words about it. And there will be a link on there to the Dropbox folder, which will allow you to go in and just download that raw file. And when you've downloaded it, you play around with it in Lightroom or Adobe Camera Raw or in Photoshop or whatever software that you want to use. It really, really doesn't matter. And we want you to do your take on developing it. But of course, What we also want to see is the actual image afterwards. So the best way, we can't do another mini mission gallery for this one. So I think the best one for this is upload it to your galleries. Okay. Remember 800 pixels on the longest side, upload it there, and then pop it in to the critique gallery from there so that everybody can see it and everybody can comment on it as well. It'd be just great to get a bit of chat going on about all these different images. We've never done anything like this. It's actually quite exciting.
Well, I think the interesting thing is going to be that we're all going to learn very, very quickly that there is no right way to process a RAW file. We can have the ideas in our minds, but when you take a shot, you have a particular vision for it, for how you want it to look, because you were there when you clicked the shutter. But for other people who haven't experienced that, they can have completely different interpretation, which may be better than your own one, even though you were there at the time. So that's what this could reveal. And it'd be great to see the imaginations of buzzers kick into play on these RAW files.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I think sometimes out of adversity, you can find a way to just, I don't know, just smooth the difficulties along a little bit.
That's our plan with this. We can't fix anything, obviously, but we do like to try and think we can make the best of a bad situation and hopefully draw something positive from it.
That's right, John. And I think that's probably drawing us to the end of this unusual buzzcast. Apologies if there is a few little sound issues here and there and voices going on in the background and stuff. I don't think it's been too bad from what I've heard, but we hope that you like it. We're going to continue trying to do this, continue trying to bring you some little projects and things to keep you occupied. And please, everybody, get yourself onto the lounge, have a chat, add your views. Let's get this community to help us through this crisis.
That's the size of it, folks. And from both of us, we wish you all the best. Keep yourself isolated and out of trouble. Keep safe. Lots of love to all of you and your families. And we'll see you again soon.
Bye.